Blog Talk Radio.
For the hottest indie music on the net, tune in to the Fierce Female Network Radio. Small business owners, call us at 678-306-6762 to learn how to get your business on mainstream radio and television. Increase your client database today, or visit us on Facebook using the keyword, The Fierce Female.
Hey, 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 good evening. Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Adrienne F. Manser, and today is March 7th, 2019. It's 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, and I bring to you today consumer protection, before the sale is final. And let me tell you guys something. Consumer protection is, I'm very passionate about that. Out of all the shows I have did, consumer protection, talking about consumer protection, I think is one of the most passionate things that I'm passionate about. Talking with artists and authors is great, fabulous, and fantastic. I got to say, I love my people. Love talking to my creative people. Love it, love it, love it. But when it really comes down to it, consumer protection is one thing that I totally love to talk about because it is all about you, the consumer. It's all about protecting the consumer. And I want to have information for you and companies for you that you can totally trust. You can totally go to. You can totally shop at and spend your dollars. And you don't have to worry about being wronged, okay? And you will get the value for your money. And, you know, that's something I've always been passionate about since going into business and doing business on and offline. I'm just really feel dedicated and serious about products and services. I want to make sure people get what they purchase. And so when you get anything from me, you better believe I have screened it and make sure it is what it's supposed to be. And, you know, I've always been that way since I've been online doing business. Always have, and want to stay that way, because if you cannot trust someone that you're doing business with, you know, what is it good for? You know, like the song says, what is it good for? You want to be able to trust the person you're doing business with and spend dollars in with a person and get the product and the services that you are expecting. It's simple as that. You know, and what really ticks me off is when I believe somebody's trying to rip me off or rip off somebody I know, and the booger bad bear is going to come out, and you're not going to know which way you've been hit, because I will hit you when you ain't looking if I think you're trying to rip somebody off. It just ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right. And so we're going to talk about, I'm serious about that. We're going to talk about before the sale is final. Are you asking questions? You know, and I'm just talking about things from my own experience. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about it, is because I'm talking about things from my experience or what somebody else experienced or someone that I know experienced. And when I see something going wrong, I got something to say. You better believe that. And so before the sale is final, and this has all happened to me before, you know, you buy something and you didn't ask the right questions. You know, and the reason why I had thought about before the sale is final, because I was buying some items, and I was asking questions, and sometimes salespeople just aren't attentive. You know, in this vast world of technology, it's all about technology. People are busy. They don't have attention spans. They're not really paying attention to you as the consumer and the customer. You're spending your money. They're supposed to be paying attention, and people just really don't pay attention. They just really don't. And so you have to really cover all the bases. Ask questions. You really do have to ask questions, because I'm telling you, it's happened to me over and over. Leave the store, get in the car, you're down the street, and you go to looking through your bag, looking at the receipt, and it's like, say what? This not covered with this part, and this, you know, I ain't got this not right. And then guess what? You got to turn around and go back to the place, ask some more questions, or either you got to call them when you get home and ask some more questions, and then you got a whole barrel of mess going on. And so, really, you got to ask questions before you leave the place. As a matter of fact, you need to have your questions together before you even get there, because most times you may forget the question that you're going to ask. Even when you go into the doctor, the doctor not really paying attention sometimes. You got to really say, hey, hello, I'm over here. I need to ask a question, you know. And so really, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask questions. And it could be just a small question. It may not even seem important. Ask anyway. Ask the question, because it's serious. It's just, your money is serious. You work hard for your money. You know, it doesn't come easy, at least, you know, when I do what I do. And I'm always busy doing something to make the next dollar. And it's okay to work hard. Ain't nothing wrong with working hard, you know, but you don't want to be giving out dollars to people. And, you know, you have to cover yourself. You have to make sure you're covered. And so you cover yourself by asking questions. You know, remember that. Please remember that, to ask questions. That's how you stay covered. You know, that's how you stay informed. That's how you stay being a consumer that's knowledgeable, because you're asking questions before the sale is final. You wouldn't go into a store and buy diamonds and don't ask questions about, you know, you purchase an expensive item like diamonds. You're going to ask questions. So why not ask questions even about a small item? You want to know what you're getting, what you're paying for, the service. You know, even in service industry, you want, you know, especially even in services industry, you want to ask questions about a warranty. You want to make sure things have a warranty. If you're buying something that's pre-owned, like a vehicle, and you can get warranties with pre-owned vehicles. It's not, you know, it's not a thing of the past. You can get warranties. So make sure you're getting a warranty with things that you purchased that's pre-owned. Somebody else had it. You know, in this day and time, a lot of people are doing purchases with pre-owned items. And it's okay, because you're saving money. You're saving money. You're saving money. God, I love to save money. I love to save money. That's another thing I'm passionate about. Free and saving money. Free and saving money. You know, sometimes I think I'm a little bit too passionate about saving money, because I'm telling you, I don't like to spend a lot of money on my stuff. I just don't. So if I get it free, I'm going to get it free. If I can get it less than, I'm going to get it less than. I'm going to shop at Aldi. And I'm going to tell you, shopping at Jewel just really bites my dust, because it's expensive and it is expensive. You know, in that store, I'd rather shop at Save a Lot, Aldi, save money. I don't care what it is. I got to save some money, you know. Why should I spend all my money? Anyway, that's the way I look at it. So before the sale is final, ask questions. Ask questions. Even when you're in the store, when you're in the store or wherever, and they have like this bin that you can get things on sale, it's nothing wrong with going through that bin, getting things for sale. Just make sure the date is on there. Make sure the product is still good. And save some money. Do coupons. How many of you guys shop with coupons? You know, there's coupons. Some people, I know the world is just moving so fast, and people don't shop with coupons. You can get digital coupons today on your cell phone when you check out to get dollars off your groceries. I mean, seriously, really, you can really get so much money off your groceries by shopping with coupons. And I mean, I used to be such a big coupon fanatic. And with this electronic and digital, having it on your cell phone is good. And the little apps like what Walmart have, you can save money by putting your receipt in your phone. You guys know about that app with Walmart, where you can get your receipt and you just scan it into your phone and you're getting cash back from Walmart. Oh, it's the bomb. And that money adds up really fast, because when you know, shopping at Walmart or whatever, you're getting cash back on your purchases. It is really cool. It is the best thing. And then that money adds up really fast to like $20, $25, depending on how much you go in Walmart. It is so great. If you guys not using that app with Walmart to get money back, you really should go into the Play Store and download that app for Walmart, because you can purchase a lot of things with just scanning your receipts in that app, and you're getting cash back. It is the bomb. So, consumer protection. make sure you ask questions before the sale is final. And, you know, some of these places have no refunds. You got to make sure, because you don't want to make mistakes. I know some people, they shop and they're always going back to the store to take stuff. I ain't got time to be doing all these refunds, taking stuff back. So, y'all, ask questions to make sure you can get your money back. And I'm not at liberty to talk about this thing, but anyway, make sure if you're going to cancel something, you can get your money back. Make sure you can get a refund. Some places only do exchanges. Look at your receipt, guys. Ask questions before you step out of that door, before you give them your money, before you give your credit, your debit card, whatever. Make sure, you know, that you can exchange, refund, get your money back, whatever, if you make a mistake. But I'm trying to help you not to make a mistake. So that's what it's all about. Just trying to help somebody, trying to help you. All right, so we're gonna have a little bit of music. I have about 5 minutes left in this episode. Gonna play a little bit of music. Y'all know I love J Stone. I know y'all tired of hearing J Stone, but J Stone helped put a few pennies in my pocket. It's not a whole lot of pennies, but it's a few pennies. So we're gonna play J Stone. This is Manana B Calling. And next time I'm gonna start playing J Sound. J Sound is great. He does the jazz. He does jazz, and J Stone does hip hop. And I'm gonna come back and close it out with some more information on consumer protection and before the sale is final. All right. So this is going to be my name to be calling J Stone.
Taking it to the world. Multi-talented. On to the bone.
Them don't know me, but them heard me song on YouTube and MySpace. I know my name, them calling. Girl, them from Miami. Girl from Chicago, from my network. Straight till 6 in the morning. Say they want my email address and my telephone number. And them want to do the calling. And they want to yuck me up and love me up and kiss me up and rub me up.
Yeah.
They want to be my darling. The girl, them say,
Jason.
And my name, them calling.
Jason.
I wanna be your darling.
Girl, I'm sorry. Jason.
Really want to come over.
Jason.
I got the keys to my room.
Never bought me ice cream pop through with my tropical flavor. And them want to get the dead. Alright, I know the place is cold and them feeling so lonely. Them not have time to wait. Ready to come knock on the door and go ring off my doorbell. They come stripping on my place up. And any part of the world me there. They said them want me there.
Yeah.
But see my face to face. The girl them say,
Jason.
I'm my name them calling. The girl them say,
Jason.
I wanna be your darling. The girl them say,
Jason.
Really want to come over. The girl them say,
Jason.
I got the keys to my rover. You know some ain't a single on me. Have a guy and his girl in all my life. Them said that them don't care. And if she heard about you, you know she a go and start a fight. Them said that them don't care. Them a no full time father. Never know them may have me youth. Them want mine and take care. I put me hugging and me loving and me kissing and me rubbing. I'm ready for the business out here. That's why them say,
Jason.
And my name them calling.
Jason.
I wanna be your darling.
Girl, them say, Jason.
Really want to come over.
Jason.
I got the keys to my room. Girl, them say,
Jason.
And my name them calling. The girl, them say,
Jason.
But your lips for me crawling. The girl, them say,
Jason.
Really want to come over. The girl, them say,
Them don't know me, but them heard me song on YouTube and MySpace. I know my name, them calling. Girl, them from Miami. Girl from Chicago, from
All right. Okay, I promise you guys, I'm going to get some new music. Okay, so I'm back with consumer protection before the sale is final. All right, it's nothing worse than to purchase something and you discover, what, you can't take it back. You can't get a refund. You have to just get exchange. And, some people, that's the way they do business. They're keeping their sales protected. But you want to make sure you ask before you give up that money, before you give up that credit card or that debit card. Ask that question. All right. And so I want to get into a little bit you know, everything is about business online. Oh, Jesus. You know, it's almost like you can't hardly do business in a store because everybody's selling their mama online. Jesus Christ. You know, I'm even online. I'm on Facebook, of course. I'm on Instagram doing some of everything. And, you know, I just really get so sick of, believe it or not, I get sick of it, you know, but it is what it is. You're trying to keep up with what's going on. Everybody's online trying to make a dollar, selling their mama, selling their children, selling milk, selling the baby. You know, it's all like about on Facebook, going live and doing all these sales. Jesus. So anyway, the reason why I mention all that, if you don't know how to market on Facebook, and you need a class. You know, you got to take a class these days just to learn how to do what's right and what's wrong. Because I'm first to tell you, I have learned so much through trial and error on Facebook. Oh, my God, Facebook. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So anyway, if you need a class to help you out over on Facebook, Simple Solutions by Sarah is the best place to take a class to learn about marketing your page on Facebook. And her classes is only $11. It will be the best $11 you have ever spent in your life to learn about marketing on Facebook. I took the class. It is great. I'm thinking about taking it again because my brain is just like, my brain just goes everywhere. And I'm really just like, got to take the class again because she gives you so much information that you can't consume it all. And you pretty much have to take it a second time. And I'm going to take it a second time. And I can never keep up with the weeks. It's like 8 weeks. She has like 8 modules. It's like you're really in college with this class. I was like, wow, she gives you so much information. You know, week one is out. You don't post and do the homework. You got to try to catch up with week two. And so I'm always like behind, you know, right? I'm always behind because I'm always working on my projects, right? I'm always doing my, and so that's why I was always behind in Sarah's class. But the information is just so much, so much. And if you're a small business person, you're looking for somebody to help you out with marketing, Sarah is the bomb. I'm telling you. She has so many ideas on how to grow your business on and offline. That girl is out there going everywhere, getting your swag bags everywhere, every city, every state, everywhere. I'm just telling you. If you have a small business, you need to look up on Facebook, Simple Solutions by Sarah. And I'm telling you, she is 100%. You can trust and believe she will help you to grow your business. And let me tell you something. Simple Glam Transformations. She has worked one-on-one with Simple Glam Transformations with Carla. Carla's business has exploded on Facebook. Exploded. I'm not telling you no kind of, you know, wonky-donky stuff. This is the real deal. And me and Carla started out in the class together. I met Carla in the class. And so Carla has just exploded her business, exploded. She's added on to her business. She does the paparazzi jewelry, the $5 jewelry. And she's adding on to her business. She's doing also now essential oils. She's added that on to her business. I mean, she has so much engagement. And, you know, it's all about the engagement. People have a hard time getting engagement online. I'm one of them because I almost can't hardly stand to be online all the time. But anyway, that's just me. That's just me and my little pet peeve. I love Instagram because you do the post, you know, you do the video, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's it. But on Facebook, it's just like you got to do a Facebook Live. You got to engage all day. It's like Jesus Christ. So anyway, if you're a millennial, I think Facebook is great for millennials. I am a old fart, and I believe in being up in people's face, making a sale, you know, just the way I am. So anyway, if you need classes for marketing on Facebook, seriously, Simple Solutions by Sarah Lopez is the girl. She knows what she's talking about. She has taken the classes for Facebook. She knows what she's talking about. She's giving you real information that is valuable. You can use it. You can market your business on and offline. That's why I love her. She's on and offline. I love to be up in people's face. I love to be up in folks' face. Online, you can't really be up in people's face. You know, I like to see the whites of their eyeballs so I can know when you're lying and when you ain't. That's just the way it is. I love to be in people's face. And so anyway, that's why I can't wait to get back home. So I just be up in people's face. I love to be talking up in folks' face. Anyway, that's just my pet peeve. So if you need marketing, Simple Solutions by Sarah Lopez. Sarah Lopez. You will not regret taking a class with her. It's only $11. Only $11. So go ahead and sign up. Matter of fact, a class is starting right now. She just announced that she's starting a new class. So if you need to get in on the class, you can. Marketing on Facebook. So somebody needs to do an informative marketing class on Instagram to help you out even a little bit more. Instagram is great, but you still got to have that momentum and that engagement going. And I tell you, that's what it's all about, engagement, which is great. So you want to have quality products and services. And that's just about it. I'm out of time. It's been Consumer Protection Before the Sale is Final. That's all I have for you today. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and I'll be back with you on next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And this is going to be Savon is going to take us out and ride us on out. What? War. This is a great song. Great. Y'all need to support independent artists. You know how independent artists work? They work hard.
Father, you set me free. That's why I would never leave, no. Said I should love my enemies, but fight for what I believe. So I'm ready for war. I'm ready for war. I'm ready for war. I'm ready for war. Until he died for real, none of us never knew. Fighting all his demons, I was in my hotel grieving. Stretching out my arms, grab his ghost, but I was just reaching. So I laced up my Gore-Tex, kicked down whatever door's next. Told him, get down, I mean floor to chest. Give me more than pets. I remember Kanye passed on me. David Banner even passed on me. Pastor Troy, hit like them. I felt like Royce, I felt like him. I felt like Sam, let me down. I felt like my sister would let me drown. I feel like the government want my gun. Legend has it, I feel them shoes. 40 plastic, I'll kill this fool. Sick of the lies, I need the truth. Whoever's listening, I'm like you.
Like you.
Father, you set me free. I swear I would never leave, no. You said I should love my enemies, but fight for what I believe. So I'm ready for war.
First for this introvert, the whole world viewed me as a first, so I clap back with my conduct. No miss, got an anaconda, my fist loading up my mind up, so I black black with my rhymes. But I gotta fight y'all, plus I'm fighting them. They won't write, they